If Lawrence Bernabeau is sitting in that chair, it must mean it's time for a curtain call.
It's about time.
Yeah,
it's
I know.
It's about space. It's about, never mind.
Oh, yeah. Been there, done that. Well, Bentleyville, this is a big, why don't you go down there and volunteer and be Frosty the Snowman or something?
Maybe I'll do that. That'll
Maybe you will.
Everybody.
Yeah, you can be Santa Claus. That'd be frightening.
I'd probably have to let the hair grow out a little bit.
Not so much.
Yeah. Superman, you know, but Santa Claus with a goatee, I mean, you know, the kids are going to think he's from Florida or something.
Yeah, well, that wouldn't be good. So, so you're shows now.
Shows
You're
now.
Doing shows here
there
on KUMD, and then you're doing shows, and then you're recording shows so you can be in shows, and you're in shows so you can record shows. And
yes, but now I'm here in person with you.
What's it all about, Alfie?
Okay, well, there's actually some shows going on right now.
Really? Tell
yes.
me more.
Okay.
I'll never
Renegade,
believe it.
We've got Bug.
Bug, and then you said that was, what did you say that was, quirky or something?
It's mildly disturbing. It's about people convinced that little tiny bugs are in their blood and they're trying to do everything they can get rid of them. So it gets a little intense and there's blood and...
Bugs
and...
Okay.
Other things.
Next.
So that's in its final weekend.
Got it.
Okay. Then at the Midi Dinner Theater, we've got the best of How to Talk Minnesotan.
Oh, that's got to be a great one.
Oh, yeah, you betcha. You got to go down. You can have the dinner, or you can just see the show.
Oh, for see, cool.
Right? So it's a dinner theater, so they offer you the dinner, but then you can just see the show, or you can see the dinner and the show. I suppose you could have the dinner and leave before the show.
Could you have a little lunch?
But then you wouldn't be from Minnesota, because that'd be rude.
Could you have a little lunch?
No, I don't think so.
Could you have bars?
So. I suppose you could show up at noon and wait for the show at 8 o'clock, yeah.
Okay.
Okay.
All right.
Then over across the river and through the snow,
woods.
Apparently, at UWS, we've got Six Characters in Search of an Author. That's right. Pirandello's existential classic.
That was my skeptical look.
Why skeptical?
Why
you
not?
Didn't have to read existentialism when you were in?
Yeah, I have a philosophy minor.
Oh, there you go.
I'm pretty scary.
Right, so this is where they're rehearsing a play, and these six characters show up because they're in need of an author, hence the title of the play. The
well, director see, doesn't then want. Already you've lost me, because the title of the play needs to have nothing to do with the show itself, and you're supposed to leave pondering the nature of it when you go.
Well, I'm pretty sure Bug tells you what that's about. And
yeah, but it's not
the
billing
itself.
The
Best of How itself, to Talk Minnesotan seems to be fairly specific.
They're not billing themselves as existential dramas either, are they?
Okay, so we've got a massive bone of contention here. Speaking
Take
of bones
it with
of
you
contention,
when you go. Yes.
Speaking of bones of contention, we have Bare Bones here at UMD. The kids are dancing. They're dancing tonight and tomorrow night. You've got works by 15 student choreographers and styles including modern, lyrical, jazz, hip-hop, and tap. And who
Whoa.
Doesn't want to see hip-hopping tap dancers choreographed by UMD students?
Hip-tap.
Well, since, you know, half the shows in town have been choreographed by UMD theatrical alum.
Yeah.
So there's something to be said for that. And if you want to be looking ahead this weekend, we've got auditions for Hair and the Royal Family. Those are two different shows. Don't want you to think it's Hair and the Royal Family. It's two. One's a musical.
I always thought it was maybe going to be about the Queen's corgis.
Called Hair. And then
it's all over the couch.
The Royal Family, which is kind of about the Barrymores, only they changed the names to protect the guilty.
Right. But Drew is not in it.
No.
There is no part for Drew. No.
No, kind of before her time. Although I think that somewhere on the set they should have sequestered a little tiny E.T. doll as an homage to Drew.
It would be cute. Yeah.
Okay.
A little something.
Who I figure is the only Barrymore most people have heard, although if you've seen It's a Wonderful Life, of course, Lionel Barrymore is in that.
Right.
But if you say Ethel Barrymore, they look at you and say
or
John Barrymore.
John, yeah.
It's been a long time since I've seen a John Barrymore movie. He's in Morning Glory, the first, Katharine Hepburn's first movie. He's the male lead in that.
He's dreamy.
Yes, I saw a movie with him once.
He was in Wuthering Heights.
Oh, I saw him in Moby Dick.
John, I bet you didn't think
John
he was
Barrymore
dreamy.
John Barrymore was in Moby Dick. He played Ahab. It was a romance. He kills the whale.
It's a romance, yeah, well.
He kills the whale because he's engaged to Charity. And he loses his leg, and so he can't go back to her because he's missing a leg, and so he kills the whale and comes back, and his dog greets him, and he says, "There are tears in your eyes, Charity," and she says, "There are tears in your eyes, Ahab," and they embrace. Slightly different ending than the book.
And yet, from everything I've heard, the book might have been greatly improved with those additions.
Right. So for those of you who remember seeing Demi Moore in The Scarlet Letter and noticing that that had very little to do, you know, how far away that got from the book and how you could really mess over students by saying, "Oh, you don't need to read The Scarlet Letter. Just watch the movie." Just imagine all the kids sitting there saying yes. And so when Ahab kills the whale.
Right. Yeah. Okay.
Okay. So we've got Bug. We've got Bare Bones. We've got How to Talk Minnesotan. And we've got six characters
in search of an author.
So while you're waiting for Bentleyville to open, there are things to do in this town.
And auditions for the royal family and for hair. Where do you find audition information if you're that kind of person?
Coming through the Playhouse, so you can go to their website.
Or you go online to Curtain Call at KUMD on Facebook.
And I have to put something up now.
And it will be there. Audition information will be there.
Yes, ma'am.
Because we are that kind of radio station.
There we go. That's right. We're the sort of radio station that makes you go online and read.
Exactly.
Because
it's good for you.
KUMD, it's educational, people. We're educational radio.
Yeah. It's part of our charter, sort of.
Right. Or as we like to call it, educational.
Ooh, I'm impressed. Lawrence Bernabeau and Curtain Call, a regular feature of every other Friday when it's, you know, not movie math, here on FM 103.3.